You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand has just announced another package of $13 million for Ukraine, bringing our total of aid spending to $30 million. It's also the first time we provide what's called lethal aid. Today I spoke with Jeffrey Miller, an expert on Ukraine and an international analyst with the Democracy Project, about the package, and started by asking him about what New Zealand's relationship with Ukraine looked like in the past, before the conflict began, and where it sits now that we have intervened.
Well, New Zealand's relationship with Ukraine actually was always very small in terms of trade, and that's the prism through which New Zealand looks at a lot of its international relations. It really was very minimal. We're talking tens of millions of export dollars went to Ukraine typically from New Zealand before its invasion. So it's never been a big priority. We don't have a diplomatic mission directly in Ukraine, and instead it's the mission in Poland that is responsible for Ukraine, and obviously there aren't a lot of New Zealanders living typically in Ukraine. But in many ways this whole conflict is much bigger than about Ukraine itself. It's about the whole principle about Russia being able to invade another country without consequences, and that's why the West has been responding so emphatically over the last 6 weeks to Russia's invasion.
Our Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said that what Russia is doing is a violation of international law, and our Defence Minister Pienaar Heinäre has said that our response is because of a direct ask by the UK. So in your opinion, is New Zealand's decision to get involved, is that more to do with our relationship to Ukraine, or is it about pressure from the international community or the result of being a British colony?
Well, a lot of it's about being pressured by other Western countries. Pressure in many different ways. And New Zealand is part of the West historically, culturally, and we're perhaps a less enthusiastic member of the West than others, mainly because of our trading relationships these days. You know, we're very heavily reliant on trade with China, but we are still a member of the West, and the West has really got together and has been a great show of unity, and Joe Biden particularly uses this word unity a lot. And even countries that have traditionally been neutral, like Switzerland, for example, have joined in this conflict and have introduced sanctions against Russia. So there's just a really big move towards unity, solidarity with Ukraine in this conflict. And there's not a lot of room for nuance. And that's kind of New Zealand's dilemma. There's a climate really of with us or against us. They're very similar in some ways to what we saw after the September 11 attacks 20 years ago. You know, it's very difficult for New Zealand to withstand that pressure. So that's, in my opinion, the major reason why New Zealand this week decided to send what is called lethal aid these days, or weapons, to Ukraine after holding out for some weeks. You know, Australia crossed this line some weeks ago. New Zealand's crossing it now. So, yeah, and this is something that the government has been, until this week, has been unwilling to do, mainly because, you know, when you're sending weapons into a foreign conflict, it's one step away from sending your own soldiers in. So, you know, effectively you are fighting Russia now indirectly, like other Western countries are. That's something up till this week that New Zealand was unwilling to do. And New Zealand was just sending things like helmets and vests and body armour, but they weren't sending weapons. And that's the big change this week, is that we are now sending weapons, a small amount, it must be said. I mean, I don't think you probably get a huge number of weapons for $7.5 million New Zealand dollars. The US has sent $1.7 billion in military supplies since the war began 6 weeks ago. So just to put it in context, Australia's well over $100 million in weapons and other military aid. So, $7.5 million, it's a modest contribution from New Zealand, but I am sure it will be appreciated in some sense. And it's kind of the price of being part of the West and being part of a club now, is you've got to send weapons into Ukraine. So we're a follower rather than a leader in all of this, but we are following.
In this package, New Zealand is providing $13 million of non-lethal military support, things like transport aircrafts, intelligence services, ammunition and the likes. And of that $13 million, only $1.5 million is dedicated to humanitarian and legal aid. What would you say is more important with the point that we're at in the conflict right now? And why are we sending more military aid than humanitarian aid in this particular rollout?
$7.5 million of this money that's been announced this week is going to purchase weapons and effectively that's going to the UK to purchase weapons on New Zealand's behalf. And you're right that there's actually very little money in this latest package for humanitarian assistance. Almost none of it is going to humanitarian aid. And of the around $30 million that New Zealand has contributed so far to the war effort in Ukraine, only $6 million of that is humanitarian assistance, which is really the price of only, you know, two or three very nice houses in Auckland these days. So it's not going to go far. There are over 4.5 million refugees who have left Ukraine now. It's staggering if you think of those figures. It's almost the entire New Zealand population, and that probably will reach the equivalent of New Zealand's population soon, that number, who have left Ukraine. And it's close to 1 in 5 refugees globally. So this is a global humanitarian crisis. And New Zealand has not accepted any Ukrainian refugees in a strict sense. We've got a visa program that the government introduced for Ukrainians who have family here. They can apply for visas. But New Zealand has only issued 202 visas as of the latest report last week. 202. And visas, and there are 4.5 million refugees. Other countries are doing a lot more, even including Australia. Australia has issued visas in the thousands at least. Countries like Canada are offering an unlimited number of places for refugees who are fleeing Ukraine. So they're offering sanctuary to Ukrainians who want to go to Canada. And New Zealand could be doing a lot more in that space. If we're not going to take refugees themselves, we should be sending a lot more money, and in my view, it's going to be a huge amount of humanitarian need there. And I think this would sit probably better with New Zealand overall. You know, and we can't really ever send that much in the way of weapons. I think our voice in many ways is the most valuable thing, and you know, things like humanitarian aid, refugee assistance, I think that probably sits better with New Zealanders than the idea of sending weapons overall. But it just doesn't seem to be a huge priority for the government at the moment.
Since you've said we are a following international figure rather than a leading one, so do you think as the conflict progresses and more nations start to give more humanitarian aid that we will accept more refugees and give more money for humanitarian aid?
It's possible. I think this is very much a conflict that's going to go on for probably months, if not years. And there's a lot of time in which New Zealand will be able to contribute more. And as the conflict drags on, I have no doubt that New Zealand probably will send more in the way of assistance of all kinds, probably more military assistance, probably some more humanitarian assistance. I think this conflict is really going to, it already is reshaping the global geopolitical order. And there's just going to be, you're going to hear a lot more about this conflict as the months go on, and New Zealand, I think, is just going to keep being dragged into it in a sense, you know, whether willingly or whether unwillingly. I think it's just a reality that New Zealand's going to have to deal with, that Ukraine and what's going on is just going to dominate really international global politics.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.